Rob, give us the latest on free agent Carlos Beltran. Lots being thrown around last night, being discussed on the internet. What are you hearing as far as Carlos Beltran? Is he looking to make a decision this week?
Well, I don't know if it'll happen this week, but I think it'll happen fairly soon. There's a lot of talk about which teams there are, the St. Cardinals and the Blue Jays and the Red Sox, and there's other clubs in there. And there's also a question about how many years it's going to take to sign him. Might be two, might be three.
And that's what I wanted to ask you. What do you think he's looking for? Is he looking for something beyond, seriously beyond 2 years? What kind of money are we talking about per year? Maybe something like $8-9 million?
Oh, I think it'll be more than that.
Okay.
I mean, he had, by one measure anyway, the second best year of his career last season.
Mm-hmm.
That just shows what he can still do when he's healthy. I think he'll get somewhere close to $15 million per season. I think he'll probably get that 3 year deal. Might be a 2 year deal for more money per year, but less money overall. But it's going to be a big contract.
Do you consider him a healthy player nowadays? I think that's what scares off a lot of Blue Jays fans in Carlos Beltran. When you talk about Blue Jays fans and their wants, everybody wants Prince Fielder. For the most part, everybody wants Prince Fielder. They want that big bopper behind Jose Bautista. So then when you mention Carlos Beltran, it's not Prince Fielder. But where do you stand on Beltran right now? If any team's going out and signing Carlos Beltran, are they signing a guy that can play about 140 games for them this season?
I think that's what you hope for, realistically, is 140 per season.
Mm-hmm.
He just had so many sort of chronic or lingering or injuries the last three or four seasons that I think it's just, you just can't expect him to go out and play 150, 160 games. I mean, you'd love for that to happen, but it seems unlikely. If you sign him, he plays 140 games per season, you're probably going to get your money's worth. If it's 120, probably not. So, there's not a lot of difference there, and it's difficult as a club to know what's going to happen. I mean, I think J.D. Drew is instructive. Who signed a big deal with the Red Sox a few years ago, had a long injury history, he had some good seasons, but ultimately, he wasn't worth the money that he signed for because he just was hurt too much. I mean, some players are just injury prone, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Rob, as far as you know, do you think Carlos Beltran would be willing to DH?
I think he would. Yeah, I think if that's where the money was, and the right team came along, I think he would DH. He used to be an outstanding center fielder, a Gold Glove quality center fielder. Now he's a right fielder and a good right fielder, but doesn't have great range, and he's going to have less range as he ages. So
mm-hmm.
I can definitely see him playing probably right field mostly, but playing some DH as well.
Do you think that would be a stumbling block, though, if the Toronto Blue Jays I guess any American League team, but more so with the Toronto Blue Jays, because he hasn't played much left field in his career. Center field, we've got Colby Rasmus. While that's, not a lock, they expect him to go out and play his average of games and be the starting center fielder for the Toronto Blue Jays. They've got, of course, Jose Bautista in right field. And for those that might think that, well, you move Jose Bautista to third, but you got Brett Laurie there. There's a lot of Toronto Blue Jays fans that would want to move Bautista over to third, put Brett Laurie back at second base, have Carlos Beltran out every day in a right field. I don't necessarily believe that's the right formula. But if a team like the Toronto Blue Jays go knocking on Carlos Beltran's door and say, hey, we want you to be, a full-time DH, if he's weighing, I guess it depends on the money, but if he's weighing, that scenario in Toronto, but an outfield job, let's say in St. Louis, do you think he'd be more prone to take the St. Louis job?
I do. My guess is that he is not ready to become a full-time DH
mm-hmm.
unless he's forced into it. And if somebody blows him away with an offer, I can see him doing it. But my guess is he'll probably get four or five offers, and they'll probably be for roughly the same amount of money. And so he's going to go with the right city, but also the right position. And that's probably still right field.
Do you believe that he's a good fit for the Toronto Blue Jays?
I do. I think if he's willing to play there, I think, given the Blue Jays questions at DH and in left field, or right field if Bautista moves. I think he's a really good fit, better than with most clubs.
How do you feel about Jose Bautista as a right fielder?
Well, I mean, look, I love watching him play out there because the arm is so incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I still have a vivid memory of a couple of those he made last season that I happened to be watching the Blue Jays play. But his numbers are not good, his range numbers out there, and they're unlikely to get better. He's not to the point where you have to DH him or have to really give it serious consideration. But I do think if you had Beltran on your team, you'd be better off with him and Wright and Bautista DHing if Bautista is willing to do that.
I'm not sure he would be willing to do that.
Right.
Now, Rob Nyer, I want to focus on Prince Fielder. I know they keep the card so close to the vest, but have you heard anything about the contract demands of Prince Fielder changing, notably the length of a contract? Because, you know, I was talking about it last hour with Dave Nelson, a Brewers broadcaster and former coach and player. In talking about Prince Fielder, there's no question about the gentleman's character, about the player himself, what he's able to do on the field, at the plate. The guy's a stud. There's no question about that. But a 10-year deal scares the crap out of me. I hate those long deals. Do you think there's any flexibility at this point?
I think there
on that
absolutely is. I think there has to be. I don't think that deal is out there for Fielder. I think if there was a 10-year deal, he might have already signed one. You're absolutely right about 10-year deals or 8-year deals, whatever it is, 9-year deals. They rarely work out. If you go back and look at the history of the most teams regret those deals after the first 4, 5, 6 years. And with Fielder, you're talking about something that, look, the guy's got a body like none we've ever seen before in the history of Major League Baseball. I mean, you could argue his father, of course, the ex-Blue Jay, Cecil Fielder, but he was not built the way Prince is. He was taller, and not quite as squat as Prince is, and he didn't age well. It's certainly possible that Prince will have a perfectly lovely, last half of his career, and just continue to hit and play a good first base, or as well as he can play into his late 30s. I don't think you can assume that, and I don't think any team is willing to do that. I think he winds up getting a 5 or 6 year deal at most, because teams are just afraid that they just don't know how to predict what his long-term future is going to look like.
Do you think it's in the best interest of Prince Fielder and his camp to at least maybe float it out there and say, we'd be willing to talk about a 5-6 year deal if anybody wants to discuss that? And obviously it's more money per year. Just to float it out there in the hopes that maybe another club, like perhaps the Chicago Cubs, is going to swoop in there and just blow them away with that 9 or 10 year deal.
Sure. I don't think that 9 or 10 year deal is going to be there. So, in the absence of that, if they're getting 5 or 6 year deal offers, and you realize that's as good as it's going to get, you can go to some other clubs and say, we changed our minds. We are willing to talk about 5 or 6 years, and then you might have a few more offers. So the money's going to be there. It's just the number of years it's not going to be there, in my opinion. I just don't think that deal is there. So that will open some things up. That may be why this is taking longer than it has for some other players.